Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Blog Talk Radio. We are out here at the corner of MLK and Historic California Avenue. As of this evening, we are here not only for a prayer service, and we are our community. To also work on taking back, there has been some grief and some violence lately, and this is just our small way of saying no more. We need to try to take it down. We have Pastor Floyd Harris, Pastor B, several others out here, Sister Crystal Joyce, Pastor Crystal Joyce. We have several. Sister Omi Comier, people of the community. We have members of Free AME at 806 Collins out here. We have Brother Mike King out in the community.
Brother Ernest Lockhart,
community, trying to make sure that we set a presence and that our presence is known and that we are out here for the right reasons. I'm here. This is Brother Tony Bullock with my co-host, Sister Eileen Reed, and here we hear our voices and what is going on.
Absolutely.
So that we can get these things talked about and discussed and brought forward to our city council, our county supervisors, and our mayor and police department.
We also want to give support to the family of young brother Thomas, who was slain in this parking lot not 2 days ago. And we want to let folks know out of Fresno, we are a family, and we're going to stay together as a family. We're going to work to make our streets safe. And this is one of the reasons why we are out here this evening. We're saying no more lives lost, no more shooting, no more gun violence. Enough is enough. No more murders.
No more murders. No more murders. No more violence. We have had enough. It is time for our people to come together. It is time for us to stand as one. We are being slain. Too many young black men are losing their lives to unnecessary violence. It's time to bring this to an end. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Floyd Harris to lead on in, give us a prayer, give us some words, let us know what we are doing in to help combat this. Pastor Harris, for joining us on Radio Side Visits. We appreciate having you. We appreciate needing you out here. And sir, we do stand. Go ahead, start, sir.
I'd like to say good evening, but it's sitting there right now. But we, state of emergency, community emergency, that we have to get our community back right, and the standards are too low. We have too many liquor stores in our community. Too many liquor stores. And that makes no sense to me. So myself, we're going to examine our community for us. How many liquor? That's just a start. That's not the end. Is that liquor brings a behavior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
That's right.
Liquor brings a behavior. Now, I'm not against people owning stores and trying to make a living for themselves. But when we at the point where we want to sell things, allow things to be sold in our community, that is bringing harm to our community. We got to have enough sense to understand.
Is it getting it?
We need to change that. If you ain't got enough sense of someone stepping on your toes, and you know they stepping on your toe, you see them stepping on your toe, and you ain't got enough sense to tell them to stop, then you the fool.
Exactly, exactly. And I noticed, Pastor Harris, this evening, since we've been out here, now we see police cars driving through the parking lot. Now we see police on motorcycle. Now we see a motorcycle going up and down the street, looping the neighborhood. But see, this presence should have been here before. So, you know, why is it they wait until something has occurred in order to start coming through doing what they supposed to?
What is that the black man has to be more visible.
Right.
Okay. And we know in this community that we have sellout blacks.
Oh, yes, indeed. Speak on.
We have house Negroes and we have coon Negroes.
Yes, we do. That does exist.
And we have to understand those dynamics for what it is, right? So we have to come up with an agenda. Hispanics, the Hmongs, and everybody else has an agenda for their community. But then when we create an agenda for our community, our agenda has to be for everybody. But everybody's agenda is not for us. When you deal with it, when you look at the economic status of this community, West Fresno used to have tons of black businesses.
Right.
No.
The Fresno Development Company came through and destroyed them.
Now you have all young people with no opportunity for work.
Exactly.
So some of the stripes and all that to survive, while this city has intentionally destroyed the black community, potentially destroyed. Nowhere to apply for jobs. What do you expect for them? So that's part of the problem that's going on here in Mississippi, Fresno. This corner right here that we sit has a lot of bloodshed here. There has been so many people shot and murdered and killed on this corner.
Yes, indeed.
Right in front of Martin Luther King. I put names of people as Dr. King. And there's nothing but murder here.
Right. Right.
Nothing but murder. Day in and day out. Now, you see all these police all of a sudden seen this many police all year.
No, sir.
I mean, I'm driving down the street. They looking at my car like I'm some criminal or something. No, you know? Okay. The church used to be the heart of the community.
That is correct.
Everything went through the church. Well, now it doesn't go through the church. Church is absent. But we're now my here today because we want to pray. Dean is here because we wanted to pray.
Right.
That was our agenda today. Was to come to our parking lot, in this building, and the people here. Let them know that there is a ministry one block from here that's not scared of anything.
Yes, indeed. 806 Collins.
That's right.
Free AME. Social Justice Church. We stand on that principle.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
That principle. We are here for the community. Whenever there's a situation, we walk in it. Why? What we must do, people?
You know what we need to do? We need to take West Fresno and turn it into its own. That the city of Clovis used to be part of Fresno.
No.
And they went to an independent city and called it Clovis. How do we turn to have it government?
Well, you know, I believe at one time we were headed that way, which is why all of a sudden Fresno redevelopment came through. We had our stores. We had grocery stores. We had pharmacies. We had our schools. We were there. When California used to run straight through to make a left turn to get on Ventura track, we had the store, Cal's Market, set right on the corner over there. We were a functioning society. They didn't like that. They did not appreciate down the way from us. They came through and destroyed the working sawmill we had over here. They found a way to do us, and we discovered. Fortunately, you say, we've had to deal with a lot of folks who have so made backdoor deals, who have turned their back on the side for 30 pieces of. Unfortunately, we have seen that go down.
I like the idea of having our own city, maybe that autonomy will give us the power to do what we
need. We were headed that way. We were headed that way, and again, it was. People can say, well, you know, they never was going to be able to stand with their own government. Come on, now, how is Black folks gonna run their own government without us coming in to help them? But the help that you provide never really turns out to be help. It turns out to be a sabotage. I know y'all see that in your daily moving around.
There was an intentional way to destroy the Black community. There were all types of Black businesses here, cleaners, restaurants, barbershops, and redevelopment came in and used eminent domain and wiped out the whole Black community, and we never was able to recover from that. See?
Yes, that's true, because there are a lot of empty lots that I see today that Fresno redevelopment came through. Businesses, and what ended up happening was these businesses got destroyed, got taken away, and those lots, a lot of them, are still empty as of today.
Well, let's talk about that the city of Fresno has been money meant for West Fresno, away from West Fresno for years, and putting it in other parts of the city. Now, this has been documented, and we know this has been going on. Now, West Fresno fighting what? And, you know, blocking off all of our streets over here on the lower west side of West Fresno for the high-speed rail. So they're blocking us in and trying to blot us out. And some of us are going to continue to fight that. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Where do you think that money came from? Over on the north side for River Park. All of that money has
on the medical center downtown community, they use that money instead of that community for poor and homeless people. They use it to build clothing.
Yes, they did. About that.
Let's tell the truth and shame the devil.
And while we are talking about lawsuits, let's talk about our district supervisor, Mr. Miguel Arias, who is being sued once again for play. Pay me and I will allow you to do what you want. But in the meantime, he's supposed to be representing District 3, the West Side, the Southwest, things of this nature. But yet, he is not here at a time when he need to be. You don't see his face.
Where is he right now?
Exactly.
Where is he right now? We got a group of West Fresno people out here.
Exactly.
Where is the city council person?
You see the police?
Oh, yeah. Go see the police.
Okay. You'll see them.
I know where he is. He's in the helicopter.
Oh yeah, is that supposed to be the deal? That's supposed to be the deal? Yeah.
He's hovering.
But see again, they take advantage of our community. They don't stand with our community. They take the money that we're supposed to get to improve, siphon it off elsewhere, and better for you guys, but you're never there. We never get to hear your voice. Well, you don't get to hear our voice because you play games with the votes you do. You play games with the meetings you have. You claim to hold meetings when no meetings are being held.
Or if they hold a meeting, they're going to do the exact opposite of what the people want. An example, TCC and the Southwest Pacific Plan, where all the people in attendance, we don't want any more industrial businesses in West Virginia.
Exactly. But I have been noticing today the pastors have come out. They have their prayers. They have walked this lot. They have all over this place. They've anointed it. Sister Shai Joyce has burnt her sage. She has walked this parking lot. Sister Crystal has walked the parking lot with her. And yes, we are people of the community, and it is our community, and we rise up and stand for it. But if we don't, who will? If we don't, who will?
We owe it to our young people to do this, to know that, yes, there is black leadership in West Fresno, and we are ready to go to the mat for their future, because this is not about the people who are alive right now. This is about the generations that are coming after. We have things that our parents and our grandparents did for us. So we have a job to do, and we out here to do it.
Absolutely correct. We will stand instead, and that is exactly what we are to do.
That's right.
If we don't stand in the void, who will? Because it is proven that they will not. Recently, administrator out at Sunnyside,
yes,
who decided to get upset with some young black women in one of the we need you out here, ghetto people in our life. We have some of those sex out here. What was that supposed to mean? Okay. But yet again, Fresno, you have to claim that our young people get the same treatment everybody else do. Well, apparently they do not.
They never have. And this is what we were talking about last week on the show, when you spelled it out and I spelled it out, we call do something, not work
election.
We gotta do something.
That is true. R E C A L L. Exclamation point.
Recall.
Why allow this man to sit into a seat until 27 and he
That's right.
It doesn't work.
Right. You know, look at all the kids. I mean, Everton is, what, 3-4 blocks down the street. And Kansas is across the street. King School is 2 blocks from where we're sitting. What message are we sending to our children when they're afraid to go to school?
Exactly. Exactly. What messages are we sending if we our peace? If we not here. Born and raised on that side. I grew up in the U, 900 blocks. Went to Carver. Nothing, and it's sad to say this, in a way, nothing has changed. The more things supposedly change, the more they have been staying the same. PD show up after something. And
my Reverend Floyd Harris, who has established and a social justice ministry in West Fresno. And I know we have like 25, 30 black churches in West Fresno.
Yeah, we do.
We need to be working together. I mean, in the old days, you go to the church with any of your problems, but the church is not responding to these needs, these modern day needs. And one thing I can say about Reverend Harris is that he is actually being about it. And this is what it is to me to be a Christian. You can't just talk it, you walk it.
You got to walk that walk. And I am that world's greatest Christian. But when this man called, I'm there. When he asked me, I'm there. Because I do realize, as a black man, we must stand together. And like you always say, we got to stay black till we get back. We don't run from it. Don't hide from it. You know, once upon a time, I remember growing up in Oakland. Once upon a time, I remember there was brothers used to come to the neighborhood, and their phrase was this: be black and be proud. Stand on your principles. And I remember some of the that used to be like, them Negroes is crazy. But they understood that, hey, again, like you said the other night, Sister Reed, we got to get back to being the village. We can't allow these folks to continue to run wild and run lost. We got to get back to where we was. See, we got to get past. I don't want and nothing in my children. That's where the village went wrong.
This is what your child off at Freedom School, you can bet your bottom dollar. They're going to have a good time. They're going to learn. And they're going to be safe.
Yes, they are.
Shout out to Freedom School.
Yes, they are.
We stand by that.
We stand by that. Look out for those children. Not only is they going to be safe, things. They're going to learn how to take it back to the ground. They're going to learn how things work. We're going to teach them how to cook. We're going to teach them how to balance things. We're going to teach them how to shop. We're going to teach them that you can do this.
You can do it. We don't need to fight after that.
No, we don't. Not at all. Not at all. We can. We get back, and here we are, folks. We are out here. It's West Side Vision. Call in number 563-999-3043. You want to hop? I know. I got Brother Ernest. Once again, that number is 563-999-3043. Sister Joyce doing a live stream. I got Brother Ernest Lockhart doing a live stream. We got our young folks for Free MMA doing a live stream. Look here. We teach them. They stand tall. No. We just stand and beat on a Bible. We don't sugarcoat. We tell the truth. So they see the truth on a daily basis. They need to know that, hey, there's another way. That's why men like to have come out. and let us know, hey, there is another way. There is another way to do things. There is another way to approach things. There is another way.
Laying down that foundation in our neighborhood
is what it's about. There is no back, we hide out, we sell out. We can't do that. But that's for the people.
Right.
Indeed. And now, as we are here this evening, there's a folks are out here, and I do believe that will be beginning. But we had to come out, and we had to come out and let folks know that, yes, and it is important, like we said, to let our people know we stand as one. You know, unfortunately, we know that violence does occur in our neighborhood. We're blind to that. We do that turn a blind face to that. We know that this happens in our neighborhood. And,
you know, one of the things I've been really thinking about is that to figure out how do in the 20s, I learned how to read. In our community, I don't know where it fell off at, but today we do not know how to communicate as brothers and sisters, right? First, one got to talk, one got to listen. Two people talking, you're not getting anywhere.
Correct.
My things get an understanding. So how our young people, even though adults, how do we communicate with each other, not throw the baby in the bathwater? Some way we that's what's causing a lot of shootings and killing a misunderstanding.
Exactly.
How do we do that? You know what I'm saying?
We're
not dealing with skyscrapers and yachts and trying to make it
to live.
You see what I'm saying? And so I've been looking at that. How do we reteach how to communicate in our community?
Because, exactly.
Because it's broken right now. It's broken.
Talk about Saturday, and maybe we could start having that conversation about how to reach
that. Yeah, Saturday, decided after this, we're having an Earth Day event from 9 to 1. And then after 2 o'clock, with our community, men and women, we need to start focusing on. Time done been ran out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right. We're at the stage right now where we have no more time. Cemeteries are getting filled up with black bodies. Funeral homes is overpacked with black bodies.
Yes, they are.
What can we do to help decrease?
Yeah.
But to die just to be dying for something ridiculous and stupid is not what God has put us here for.
Exactly.
Yes. Here to, yes, put us here to be elders and teachers, right? And so at 2 o'clock, we're going to be at 3ME 806 College, and to talk, have a roundtable discussion about where are we at, what do we need to do? We need to recall the city council person. Whatever it is, we need to come together as black folk and rebuild our building. So we invite everyone to come 2 o'clock, 806 Collins, at 2 o'clock. And you can come to Earth Day 2 at 9 o'clock. And I'll have some food there for everybody. And I believe in cooking and eating. And so, but I don't want you to eat and fall asleep.
So,
I'm not going to tell you what I'm about to tell you. But whatever it is, it's going to be good. So, yes, we got problems, family. Yes, we got to come together. Yes, we got to unite. We got to come up with a black agenda.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
How can we take West Clovis? When they told me that, doesn't I said, what? They said Clovis used to be part of France.
At one time, it was.
At one time, but the people in Clovis created their own city.
And what happens is we have with money, and I can tell you how that happened. Bob, which basically owned that entire area out there. One of Fred's biggest boosters, Mr. Bob Duncan, yes, he basically owned. But, you know,
small little town, and they went and formed their own. And I'm going to look into some more research about how.
Like I said, one time we were on the way and we got sabotaged. And, you know, we pay taxes.
We might not be paying the same amount that they're paying in North Florida, but they want our taxes. And if they don't, they're going to become property. We are getting good of this system, except being, you know, the derision and the, okay, bless you. So getting hassled by the, you know, not getting the correct kind of, you know, protection. So come out and watch something like this right now. But they should be controlling a lot more regularly. Real control.
You know, one time in West Fresno, we had all that car and walk their beat. They got to know the community. And once you learn people, get to know, talk with people, it's funny how a lot of mess stay down.
I think to that police academy, they need to be living in the neighborhood that they're going to patrol.
Yeah.
And I think that will cut down on a lot.
About is just like teachers now. They crawl areas, teaching areas that they live in. They don't get to know the kids. They come in, okay, I got to be 6 o'clock. Let me get here about 6:10, do their thing.
Exactly.
3 o'clock, hit the dough. And see, that's how they come over here to police this community, but they live in Clovis.
Exactly.
They live in Hanford. They live in Lemoore. They live in Merced. They live up north. They live every area in which they live in or work in. We'll run over there and beat some heads over there.
But, you know, we have elders We have young people, we have babies, we have hardworking people that go to work every single day. We got people that pay their taxes, people that shop in. We have amenities over here.
Yeah.
Talking about we are own, so we can get those amenities and stop asking to an open about why we don't have
exactly. It is time out for you know, us not getting what we need.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to come cut it?
Yeah. All right. Thank
all
you
right. All so we really appreciate y'all for coming out this evening. We appreciate those of you who rolled with us, sat with us, stood with us. Our community needs healing. We're here to do that. This is Tony. Marie, Pastor Flores, Sister Shy Joyce, Brother, say what we always say.
All right. I know what I'm going to say, and this is a mindset. Stay black till we get back to
it. I always say, teach one. Those who are proficient with your fire, take your folks to the range. Get them registered. Start a neighborhood watch. Start a cop watch. Watch the people who are watching us.
Yeah.
Watch over your family. Keep them tight. Hold them strong. Pray. And y'all stay tight. We'll holler.